I feel like, and
I don't want to say this because it would just, it's just going to get me into trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway, because you know, Adam, we're our lives are an open book. We talk about these things and whatever. It was the material that he was doing with the audience was very, very dated. You know what I'm saying? It was a humor from a certain era or a certain type of humor that kind of a folksy kind of, I don't want to say big fatty, but I'm kind of implying big fatty here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's like, cause he's bald, but he wears a hat, you know, like a bowler hat. And so he would, between songs, he would take his hat off and use a towel to wipe the sweat off. He's very animated. It's an upright piano that is on rockers. So he's constantly like rocking the piano while he's playing. And he's a very good pianist. But he's banging on the piano to get people to clap. And he's, you know, stands up and sits down and stands on the stool and sits down. You know, he's very animated. He's a wiry guy, a very tall, wiry guy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't want to say Big Fatty is on rockers.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3783 of the BFO for Thursday the 7th of July 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that, Big Daddy? Dramatist Big Betty. Hey, Steve the Tater. Well, he is a dramatist. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're dramatist today because y'all, the Big Brother has not even started. At the time of this recording, of course. But y'all, there's drama. There's drama already, and y'all, I'll tell you about it when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Betty. It's true. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. What did I do? I can tell you what I didn't do. Well, first of all, the Nip and I went and we had supper and cocktails with Olive and y'all, two of the lady residents over there, that one of them talks like a sailor. There's no word that won't come out of her filthy mouth. And the other one is just as sweet as she can be. But y'all, they were talking about some COD game that we're going to play. That's what she said is the name of the COD game. So one of them's going to order the COD game and, we're gonna play together. I think it's gonna be next to, I say Tuesday, but anyway, y'all had a lovely what was that I had? Tortellini with kielbasa sausage and scrimps, and y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. Other folks had the grilled chicken sandwich. That's what Hendrick had last week. Yes, Big Betty. And Olive, in honor of Hendrick, he got a piece of the sweet potato cheesecake to take back to his humble abode. Yes, Big Fatty probably ate it during Jeopardy. It's true. But y'all came home, and y'all, they had just posted the information about the house guest right before we left to go over to Olive. So y'all, I had to come home and record that last half of the little show and got it all done and everything and bounced it and everything, and y'all just forgot to post it. And so I, y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine and headed to bed about normal time. And y'all woke up on hump day morning with a message from the Shy Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, did Poodle forget to post a little show? And Big Fatty, he blamed it on me. Yes, he did. And so, y'all, it was like at 5:30 in the morning. And I got up. And I came in and, y'all, also, hump day was supposed to be the day we were allowed to check in for the cruise of a lifetime. So y'all, I didn't know what time of the day, that was going to happen. So y'all, at a little after midnight, I got up, wasn't available. Got up, when I got up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, checked it, not available. Checked it a few minutes ago, not available. So y'all, evidently the homosexuals at Atlantis have told the Royal Caribbean, no, you will not let them check in. And so anyway, Big Fatty's on it. I'm going to be checking it like I'm checking for ticks. So anyway, y'all went ahead and just got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle. Y'all, I've gotten Hendrick hooked on the Wordle also. y'all, I decided to have me some brufkas. So I cooked me up some Bafran, and I had me one of those English sourdough English muffins. Yes, Big Fatty, delicious. With the butter on it, y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was hot. But I didn't have the direct sun most of the walk today. So y'all, it helps. It doesn't reduce the amount of sweat coming off of Big Fatty's head, but it helps. And, y'all, then I came back, and y'all, when I got back, y'all, there was drama. There was drama. Y'all, we've already got, updates to the Big Brother, before they've ever gone in the house. Big Fatty! Well, now, y'all, one of the male contestants, and let me see if I can pull his name up here real quick. It was Marvin. Marvin was the house guest that was from Nigeria. Y'all, evidently, he was on some sort of singing show, and he had to be available. Oh, it's like that. It's that Simon Cowell singing thing, best talent in America or something like that. And so y'all, he had to be available because he was sent on to the live judging. So y'all, that was gonna happen while he was in the house. So y'all, they pulled him out of the house and they've replaced him with Joseph Abdeen. Y'all, he's 24, he'll be turning 25 while he's in the house. He's from Lake Worth, Florida, and y'all, he's a lawyer. Y'all, all these young people, and y'all, quite the looker, I might add. All these young people are lawyers. Yes, Big Fatty, Indian chiefs don't pay well these days. Well, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, he'll be entering tonight, which has got to fuck up everything for him. And y'all, the Chinbot did not do a walking tour of the house, but y'all, they had pictures, and she sort of narrated it because, you know, it's COVID. It's the COVID protocols. And but y'all, I like the house. I think it reminds me of, you know, the 1950s Motor Lodges, you know, color TV, air conditioned, and, you know, the kind of starry stuff. Y'all, it reminds me of as you're driving into the Poop Century. Dr. Stone will remember the Poop Century down there at Rat World. It's retro is what it is. And y'all like it. I like it a lot. And, but anyway, y'all, once I got back, y'all, I got me a share. And then I was off. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Ready! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Ready, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on hunt day, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, they didn't have a lot on sale that I needed. Plus, I'm heading over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the weekend for y'all for Daddy Days. Big Ready, Daddy! And y'all, speaking of Daddy, y'all, the mystery person that wanted to follow me on the Apple Clock, my Northeast straight Daddy, and y'all, he's canceled it. He doesn't give a shit about me anymore. Big Ready. But y'all, they had some good deals. Y'all, most of it is just shit. Just y'all, every once in a while, you just got to go and buy shit. And y'all, they had a coupon that if you spent $20 on ice cream, they'd give you $5 off. Well, you know, y'all, that's an excellent coupon. Plus, they had the different kinds of ice cream on sale. They had coupons for the individual ice cream. So, y'all, I bought some of the little drumstick, little drumettes. I bought the Edie's Peanut Butter Cup ice cream. And y'all, I bought a little thing of Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter pretzel and Häagen-Dazs summer strawberry cake. And y'all, I had coupons for those. And it got me the $5 off because all of that went above of $20, even with the other coupons. Y'all, they had the good everything bagel chopped solids on sale. Picked up a couple of those because they're good until the 15th. New York style plain bagel crisp. Y'all, they look good. I got a plain one, and I got what do you call that? I got the everything bagel thing. Y'all, I picked up a head of the iceberg lettuce. Y'all, I'm gonna have me a wedge solid once I get back. Y'all, they have the good Vonzie's chocolate covered peanuts. A lot of times they're out of stock. So I picked up a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had the good blueberry morning cereal. And y'all, you know, I've got the blueberry Cheerios that I hadn't eaten. So I'm going to mix them together. Make it, you know, just take it to a new level. And y'all, then I also had the... what else did I have? Big Patty, we don't know. I also got they had mini lemon strudels, lemon and cheese strudels. They're about 4 inches long, but they're from the, Big Patty, you ran out of music. I did. They were in the bakery, and they were on sale, and let's just see here. I think, is that everything? Big Fatty. I guess I need to tell you how much I spent. I spent $43.17, but I saved $18.66. And Big Fatty, you got a freezer full of ice cream. I do indeed. Yes, Big Fatty. Got home, put away my provisions, and, while I was, at the Von's East, I had a message, y'all, this was someone I didn't think I had played with before, but y'all, young, of Middle Eastern descent, let's just say, gifted, And y'all, he says, Big Freddy, can I come over once you get home? I said, well, let me get home first. And so he could only be here until 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. But y'all, he came by. And skinny and Middle Eastern-y and just lovely. And I'm just like, I don't know why he wants to play with Big Fatty. But Big Fatty, he likes old people. Well, he does. And so, y'all, it was truly just lovely. And y'all, after he left, I got a little message, and he says, that was fun. I said, well, I enjoyed it too. So, y'all, who knows? Maybe he'll be coming back. But, y'all, I think he came here once before because there was a familiarity. I can't be sure. But, y'all, it doesn't matter if he's been here before. I just hope he comes again. Big Fatty spell comes. Oh, never mind. Y'all, after that, Big Fatty, you didn't play the gentleman calling me. I didn't, did I? Y'all, I'm confused. I'm just confused. Y'all, this comes as no surprise to anyone. But got home, and or after he left, kind of had to straighten up. Y'all had to pack up the special chair for the big trip. And, y'all, it was used with precision. What am I trying to say? I don't know. Oh, y'all, I sent the NIP a message saying, hey, I need to go fill up Ruby Red. Y'all filled it up $4.08 a gallon. Y'all, we're so close to dropping into the $3 range. Big Fatty, whoever thought that you'd be happy to pay $3 and something for a tank of gas? It's true, y'all, I can remember. Growing up, gas war, 10 cents for regular, 12 cents for ethyl, and 15 cents for premium, and high test, they called it. But so the Nip and I went and got that. He had to pick up a prescription at the Walmart. Then we decided, well, let's just walk through the Sam's Club. Y'all picked me up a rotisserie chicken. I'm going to have some of that along with the rest of my ribs for my supper prior to the Big Red. I picked up some buffalo chicken dip and some of that street cone popcorn and a couple of bags of those street cone flavored tortilla chips. And so y'all did all of that, and y'all, here I am recording the little show. Y'all, one last thing. Moose P posted over there at the BFO that he remembers eating out of the aluminum foil TV dinners. And also he says that this is the most the least sexy cast that he's seen. And y'all, I agree with him, but I want to see what they look like once they get the clothes off. Big Fatty, and y'all, kind of like your gentleman calling, it's true. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, guys, one last bit of drama with the Big Brother. Y'all, Matt Turner, who owns the thrift store that has the blonde and the brown long hair. Y'all, his sister has posted all this stuff on the Metaspace or someplace that he's a horrible person. And just all this kind of stuff. Y'all, it's going to get good. It's going to get good. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel Biba, what do you think of Big Fatty forgetting everything these days?
I don't want to say Big Fatty is on rockers.
No, Big Fatty is definitely off his rocker. Everyone will agree with that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.